Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens on a Wednesday afternoon. Hoping that our buddy Ted Johnson will be back tomorrow. He has been very much under the weather. Caught a little bug or something, or a big bug.
You know what they say that going around these days.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is that really happening?
What, the bugs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do.
You ready for it?
Not
new. It's coming for you.
Nope. I would prefer that not happen. Celtics season is coming for us at the Garden tonight. Joel Embiid and the Sixes.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the idea? You got kids, so you know this. Somebody was putting the idea out there that the 76ers should change their name for one game this year to the 6-7ers just to sell all the garb
six,
and
seven,
merch
six,
and
six,
all
seven.
That.
The 6-7ers would
it.
Absolutely sell. You know what the funny thing is? The funny thing about that is, what team has been more 6-7 than the 76ers the past 5 years?
That's probably accurate. Let's go to the guest line now, where Sports Illustrated senior analyst and new member of the NBA on NBC TV, Chris Mannix, joins us. How you doing, Chris?
What's going on, guys?
Let's start with that. NBC has basketball again. It seems like, speaking of boomers, everybody's excited. It's like this retro thing. How excited are you to be part of that?
It's great. I mean, I was at the opener in Oklahoma City last night, and I don't think that NBC could have asked for a better return to NBA broadcasting with the, you know, not just the fact that the game went to double overtime, but that was a game between two elite Western Conference teams that both looked like they wanted this game as much as they wanted a game seven in the playoffs. So I'm excited to see all the things NBC is going to do. And I mean, like everyone else, like I think the return of Round Ball Rock and all the nostalgic things that NBC is doing on their broadcast is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it's also not bad when you get a national voice like Mike Tirico calling the game. And oh, by the way,
sure.
you work with Michael Jordan, who's there telling a story about, you know, not having shot a free throw in 30 years and not letting a bunch of kids down by nailing that. Like, just the return even of that competitive drive alone was spectacular. But switching over to competitive drive for your Boston Celtics this year, Chris, what have you heard league-wide about what people expect from a team that obviously lost a lot of its size, made a bunch of offseason moves in transition, and their superstar is not back for at least several months?
Well, it's interesting. Like, my expectations for the Celtics have been pretty low. I mean, I've looked at the talent drain like everybody else, and even though the wing positions are pretty well stocked, it's just hard to win when you're playing such unproven guys in your front court like the Celtics are planning on playing. But when I talk to executives and coaches league-wide, there's a lot more optimism about Boston's chances to be in that playoff mix this year. And their reasons are usually twofold. It's one, and it's a little bit abstract, but I keep hearing from coaches, like, it's hard to knock the winning out of a winner. And this team for the last 7 years has been enormously successful. Guys like Jaylen Brown and Derek White and Peyton Pritchard, all they've known is winning. So even in a situation where they're, you know, a little more undermanned than they have been in the past, they're still going into these games expecting to win and knowing how to win. And the other variable is that the Eastern Conference is just ungodly bad. I mean, I was watching the game between Oklahoma City and Houston last night. Like, the West is going to have games like that all season long. They're just going to be rock fights between two highly competitive teams in that conference. The East, I mean, you could probably drop like the ninth or tenth best team in the West into the East, and that team would have a legitimate chance of coming out. So, you know, Boston's just going to have a much easier pathway to one of those mid-level playoff seeds than they would, you know, playing out in the West. So that's a long way of saying, like, the people that know better than I do, the head coach, and I had this conversation with the head coach just last night, they believe that the Celtics are going to be really competitive.
Along those lines, what do you believe, Chris, and maybe what have you heard about what people are expecting from Jaylen Brown as he gets his opportunity to be the centerpiece, the guy that's the lead dog here?
Yeah, I think an all NBA season is in play for Jaylen Brown. I mean, he's going to get all the opportunities that, you know, players in this position are afforded. His shot attempts are going to go up. His statistics across the board are going to go up. He's going to get a real chance to spread his wings, so to speak, and become, you know, kind of a star that he believes and many people believe he's going to be. If there's one, you know, one thing I would watch out for with Jaylen is that, you know, in addition to, you know, being the star of this team now with Tatum out, he's going to get all those defenses that were, you know, geared towards Tatum. And that's going to be a challenge for him to adapt to. It's been enormously successful for Jaylen as that kind of 1A guy in Boston. Now that he's being expected to carry a load, defenses are smart. They're going to load up on him. They're going to send multiple defenders at him. He's going to get the best wing defender every single night. So I don't expect it to be a easy season for Jaylen, but I do expect his numbers to go through the roof.
Chris, have you heard anything about Jason Tatum's timeline? Obviously, that's going to become one of the most discussed, speculated upon stories in Boston sports over the next couple of months, along with, can Drake may keep this up? Will the Patriots make the Super Bowl? So, like, we've heard everything from it could be December, could be January. Should we limit those anticipations? Anything you've heard?
Yeah, I would reduce the expectations for December for sure, and probably.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
January. I mean, this is just not an injury that, you know, even when you're medically cleared, there's going to be a ramp up, a significant ramp up before you can get out onto the court. All I know is that when I talk to people around the league that know Tatum and people in Tatum's camp, he's going to try to play. Like, he's going to try to get back. And, you know, look, some of it, as he's talked about, is about kind of mentally putting himself into a place where he can get up every day, go to rehab 6 days a week and work towards something. But there's also a part of him that is looking around at the conference and saying, look, if we're in the mix, when I get back, maybe after the All-Star break, there's no reason we still can't win the Eastern Conference, even with the depletion of talent that they've had with this team. So I don't think December is realistic. I don't think January is realistic, but once that All-Star break comes and goes, I think it's going to be a discussion, and we're going to have to see where the Celtics are as a team before they decide whether or not to let him come back.
Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, NBC TV, here on WEEI Afternoons. You mentioned the sort of big three, the holdover three, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard. If we look further down the roster, who are we going to fall in love with? If this team is successful, who are we going to be like, wow, he's a better player than I thought he was?
I mean, it has to be Anthony Simons. Simons has been a prolific scorer in his time in the NBA. He has been equally as prolifically bad defensively. He's among the worst defensive players in the league. It's just a fact. Look, he's going to get opportunities here, and he's also going to be put in a situation, you know, playing in a backcourt with White and Pritchard and Jalen, that being a mediocre defender is just not going to be acceptable. No matter how many points you're able to put up, they have expectations within the Celtics that you are going to at least be serviceable on that end of the floor. So if this team rises, you know, above the expectation that they're going to be middle of the pack or below this year in the conference, it's, you're going to see a guy like Anthony Simons be a part of it. And look, I never discount what a guy can do in a contract year. Contract years are enormously successful for players in the NBA. They always tend to put something together that looks pretty damn impressive. And, you know, Simons is playing for that next big deal, and I would assume you're going to get the very best out of him.
Okay, so let's say, unfortunately, things don't go the way that we want to see them go, and the Celtics are on. They're below 500 team. If there was anyone that could be a potential surprise trade candidate for the Celtics, if they decide to go a bit more rebuild than compete for the postseason, who do you think that could be?
You know, I just don't see the Celtics going rebuild regardless of where they are in the standings this year, because everything this team is doing is being geared towards the 26-27 season. They've got their core intact. And if they sink in the standings, they still have control over their 2026 first round draft pick. And that can either be an asset they could use to get a cheap rotation player potentially.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.